Welcome to Castle Country Focus. This is your host, Dylan Fielding. We're visiting today with Ryan Murray, the Regional Director of the Small Business Development Center and Custom Fit. They are located on the USU Eastern Campus. Hello, Ryan. Glad you could take some minutes and visit with us today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Happy to be here.
Now, tell me, what is the Small Business Development Center, SBDC? What does that mean?
So the Small Business Development Center is actually, it's a nationwide program. There are offices throughout the entire United States that are primarily charged with the task of supporting the local small business. And that support ranges from providing one-on-one counseling services to helping support with business training programs, connecting with resources, pretty much anything that we can do to help strengthen the local small business economy. And you know, we really deal with two broad segments. One is the startup businesses, so those individuals who are trying to create a business or launch a business, and we can help them in the business planning process, help them secure funding, help them to kind of get off on the right foot. And then we also work with those established businesses that are looking to grow or improve their process. We can help them with a marketing strategy or maybe to improve their financial management or some technical aspects of the business, getting online and doing a little bit better with that. So that's what we focus on, and honestly, I love what I do.
That is really a broad palette. Now, with all those services and assistance, do you charge for your services? Is there a cost?
One of the nice things is to the local businesses, there is not a cost. We are fortunate to receive funding from the state of Utah. We also receive funding from Utah State University. And we receive funding from the SBA, the Small Business Administration. So we've got federal, state, and then university funds that all come together to make it possible for us to offer these services for the local businesses. And one of the interesting things about the funding model, the SBDC has been around for 35 years. And in fact, a little bit longer than 35 years when the SBDC first started and a lot of times you hear about federal programs that are a burden on the taxpayers that kind of they don't really have a positive return on the investment that the SBDCs, generally speaking, have a very positive return on investment, because what ends up happening is these businesses that are strengthened, they generate a lot of tax revenue that to turn around and support the funding sources that put into the program. And so it's a nice program. The businesses, they do not have to pay for those services, but in turn, those businesses do more than most people realize to support our local, state, and national economies.
So in addition, with your training, helps the business grow, obviously hire more people, hopefully, and eventually pay more income tax and things like that in the normal way, and it benefits, well, it sounds like it benefits our area and the whole country.
Yeah, so you've got the benefit of having increased droughts to the local area. There have been a lot of businesses I've had the privilege of working with here locally that, I've either been involved in helping them in the hiring process, or sometimes it's a question of the business is struggling and we're able to keep those jobs here locally. And that really starts to add up. The other thing is when you have an increase of sales, those sales dollars are really vital to the success of the local area, not only in the tax benefit that the area receives, but also in the influx of cash coming into an area. And there's been a lot of studies that have shown that if you have, you know, one new job or one sales dollar that comes into an area, that it actually has a compounding effect. So it can, you know, create several, you know, supplemental or support jobs, or, you know, it creates additional dollars because those same dollars, they circulate within a local area. So there's actually quite a, you know, quite significant benefit that happens when our local small businesses are healthy and strong businesses.
What kind of specific training? Give me an example of the kind of training that you find helpful for our local business.
So we provide quite a bit of training, and I should tell you that there are, I wear two hats. One is the Small Business Development Center, and the other is the Custom Fit Program. And if you've never heard of the Custom Fit Program, the Custom Fit Program, it's a state of Utah program that is designed specifically to help businesses with training. And we do that in one of three ways. We either bring local trainings here to the area, so the trainings are put on here locally. If that's not an option or if that's not feasible, then we help connect businesses with trainings that they might be out of the area. A lot of the specialized trainings, you know, businesses, they do have to travel to those, and we can help connect businesses with those trainings. And then the third way in which we help in those trainings is to actually, we've got funds available to help offset those training costs in the form of a reimbursement.
You'll actually help pay for the cost for a business to send their employees or the owner of the company or whatever it is to Salt Lake or wherever they need the specialized training.
Yeah, if a business has a training, whether that be in Salt Lake, whether that be here locally in Castledale or Price or Green River, whether that be in Vegas, it really doesn't matter. Or, I mean, it can even be an online training. We have funds that are available to help reimburse some of those costs. Up to 50% of those training costs can be reimbursed. And that turns out to be a huge benefit to those businesses, because we all know it's expensive to run a business. It's expensive to train your employees, but we also know that, you know, highly skilled, well-trained employees are what give businesses their competitive advantage. If you don't have good employees, you're not going to be in business very long. You really have to have solid employees. And one of the best ways to make sure that you have those, you know, quality employees is to provide ongoing training. And so, you know, the state of Utah has recognized this and has really stepped up to say, let's make this as doable as possible for the local businesses. So they do. They put in some funds, make those available. It's a very simple process. And so anyone that would be interested in that process can just connect with our office here on the USU Eastern campus, and they can definitely take.
That's very good. Now, earlier on, you mentioned, you said there was technical training. Is this the same kind of thing that you're just talking about, or is this technical training different?
So this falls right in line with what I've been talking about. So the Small Business Development Center and the Custom Fit Program, both of those programs focus on trying to provide training programs for the local small businesses. And one of the areas that we've identified is really lacking here locally in the Castle Valley is that we're not taking advantage of technology the way that we could or should be. And in order to stay competitive in a, you know, regional, national, or global economy, you've got to understand what the role of technology is in your business and how to utilize that. So our current focus of trainings is to focus on those technical trainings. And that can be anything from search engine optimization, getting a website for your business, selling online, social media marketing, all of these aspects of just, you know, utilizing technology. We've got trainings available for that, and that's really been the push the Small Business Development Center over the last couple months, and moving into 2017, that'll be one of our primary focuses, to make sure that we can get our local businesses, you know, a little bit more competitive with utilizing technology.
The kinds of businesses that you're dealing with, they're not just industrial mine-related companies or anything like that. Your services are available to retail businesses as well?
We've done retail, we've done restaurants, we've done automotive, we've done electrical, we've done engineering firms, we've done manufacturers, we've done service-based companies, insurance, financial, you name it. We don't actually distinguish by industry where we support. We focus on anything that would be considered a small business. And I'll tell you, here in the Castle Valley, the majority of our businesses are small businesses. And so, we've even worked with a lot of the franchises. They have a big name, but they're still, it's a small business owner that's making them happen. You know? And so those resources are available to the majority of the businesses here locally.
So if you're a self-employed individual, just one person, you don't have employees yet, but you're trying to grow, then you could maybe help these people out.
And we do. I have several clients that they're a one-man or one-woman shop. And I'll tell you, you know, here's one of the things that happens a lot when you are a small business owner, or when you're thinking about, starting a business. You spend a lot of time mulling over your idea and trying to foresee everything. There are so many moving parts when it, comes to doing a business. And sometimes it just helps to talk out loud and say, look, I'm thinking about doing this, and have someone who's been trained in business. I've got over a decade worth of experience, several advanced degrees this is what I do. And so to have someone that can, hear your ideas, that can, validate your ideas or challenge your ideas and say, I don't see that working as you described, please clarify what you mean. And we find that that's a huge benefit, especially to those people who might not have, a team that they're surrounded by, that might be out there on their own. And so, we do. We provide those services. We love, reaching out with them. And it's nice because you don't have to throw it on payroll. You can get that service by just, scheduling an appointment.
All right. Well, now that brings us to the heart. Tell us, how do we get in touch with you? Where are you located?
So the office is located in the Center for Workforce Development. It's on the USU Eastern Campus here in Price, which is just across the street from the swimming pool. It's on 300 East. And so you can come on into the office. You can give us a call. The phone number is 435-613-5460. You can shoot me an email, ryan.murray, that's M-U-R-R-A-Y, at usu.edu. Whatever works for you, we try and make ourselves as available as possible. We make regular visits to all of Carbon and Emery County. We meet with people often in Huntington, Castledale, Green River, and, it really is something that is at the disposal of the small businesses. We understand that the small businesses, they're already busy. They already have a lot on their plate. We're not trying to make it more difficult for them. So, simple phone call, 613-5460 or ryan.murray@usu.edu. Two easy ways to get a hold of us.
Well, Ryan, it sounds like you provide an excellent service, and one that can benefit most every business in our area. Thank you for taking the time, and we'll visit again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.